HPV is a widespread sexually transmitted disease that can cause cervical cancer. After the federal government signed off on an HPV vaccine last year, there was a push in several states to require it. Milwaukee Democratic Senator Lena Taylor says it's an approach she considered.
I wanted to mandate this vaccine, but what I found out is that people didn't know what HPV was. And I began to understand the importance of stepping back and educating people on what HPV was.
Taylor is now backing a measure that would require the Departments of Public Instruction and Health and Family Services to compile information on the disease and the vaccine. School districts would have to give it to parents of kids in grades 6 through 12. Dr. James Conway is a pediatric infectious disease specialist. He told lawmakers there's a compelling case for letting parents know early because statistics show 7.5% of adolescents have had sex by age 13, and a young girl's cervix is particularly susceptible.
Early immunization, if we're going to really embark on that, is absolutely the right thing to do. The longer you wait and the more types of HPV people have come in contact with and been infected by, the less beneficial the vaccine is.
Members of both parties are supporting the plan. The American Cancer Society is behind the idea, but says the proposal should be changed to require that parents are given printed material. As it's written right now, districts could inform parents via the web, which the Cancer Society says isn't always available to rural and low-income residents. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.